יש לי עיר, עיר נפוסי, O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his honored disciple and holy apostle, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear, and not have not heard them, but as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospel, through the prayer of your saints. Remember also our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Is Marot and Jeff is Neyochen Evran and Tinishon Tinigon Nimnukata Lukanagay and Tonalosma.
Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Luke. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Our reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also in your father's house. So the king will greatly desire your beauty, because he is your Lord. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, whereof glory forever. Amen. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Glory be to God forever.